Saturday Breakfast with Matt Webb. Cambridge 105
Radio. 9:31 now. I'm pleased to welcome to Cambridge 105 Radio this morning the chairman of the Community Radio Awards. It's Martin Steers. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you today?
Not bad, thank you very much. Great to be. Cambridge has always been close to my heart because I used to live here and stuff, so it's great to come back to Cambridge.
It's always good to see you. You came here about 2 years ago, I think it was,
to present us
with a bronze award for my Talking Men podcast that won bronze in the Podcast of the Year category. But this year, Cambridge 105 Radio has gone one better. We'll go on to that in just a moment. But just tell us about what happened last weekend with the Community Radio Awards and how they went and how you put the awards together.
Last week, it feels like a while ago already. I'm still trying to catch up on the sleep because me and my team, we're all doing it as a lot in Community Radio. The awards are all done as a voluntary thing as well. But we were in Barry, South Wales, following on from a Community Radio conference, the Now Next conference. And we were linking up with the local station, Bro Radio, which is, a really good station actually for serving the local area. We were joined by about 160 people from across the country, all the different community radio stations represented, and a great event. It goes on for about three hours. We've got 18 categories that we have to read through and present, everyone has an amazing time. It's a good opportunity of different radio presenters and community stations coming together, celebrating what the sector does, celebrating the great work that community radio does up and down the country in their communities, informing, educating, entertaining, providing a voice for different community groups, all the great stuff that, Cambridge 105 is a great example. And one of the stations that I always recommend to people, if they go, what is community radio? I do actually quite often recommend, listen to Cambridge 105, because what you guys are doing every day, local news, local information, and local community groups.
Yeah, 50 quid's in the post. So just as about the thinking of the Community Radio Awards, but it's interesting, because about 7 years ago, we actually met in a pub in Cambridge to discuss the first incarnation of the Community Radio Awards, and then you went and ran with it. So just tell us how it all kicked off.
Well, so I have been talking about it, absolutely, I think it's about 6-7 years. This was our fourth year. It took us a couple of years to get going. I set the Community Radio Awards up as an opportunity to really promote, highlight and celebrate, like I said, everything that community radio does, because there wasn't really anything that really fitted. There are other awards in the radio industry, but they tend to be gobbled up by sort of the big commercials and the BBC, and a lot of community radio stations didn't feel that they could really enter them, or didn't really know how to, because in commercial and BBC they have people that their job, part of their job is actually just to curate and put award entries together, and so I wanted to set the awards up something for the community radio sector, the growing sector. I mean, in that time since we've been going the last four years, I think there's something like 50-60 stations have launched. I mean, we're nearly up to, I think we're about 280 licensed broadcasting community radio stations, and then countless more of those is online and on DAB and that sort of stuff. But, it is a very vibrant growing sector, and I really felt we needed awards to celebrate, promote, but also as an opportunity of bringing stations together and showing everyone what other people are doing. Community radio isn't in competition with each other, and it's about sharing best practice and borrowing ideas, particularly, we've got an innovation category, and all of our golds eventually, give us a couple of weeks, but all the gold winners, all their entries do end up on our website, so people can see what other people are doing and what our judges consider sort of best practice of that year, of all the entries. I mean, this year we had 420 entries representing all those stations, and every year we get more and more entries, which is fantastic. And categories for young person of the year, sage person of the year, male, female, and then best station and that sort of stuff. But it's a great evening and a great process, really. I mean, we see, like yourself, you've got some news coverage off of just getting silver, and even off of getting nominated, stations do that. So nominated, bronze, silver, gold. It's a great opportunity to shout in your local community, hey, look, we're being recognised for the great work we're doing. And I think community radio always needs great opportunities to do that.
And just touching on the judging panel, do you pull people from the whole radio sector, or is it just community radio people who judge?
Well, no, it's community radio people, and particularly if you've won a gold, you get invited to judge that category. So you can't re-enter that category the following year. You get judged, you get invited onto the judging panel. But also a lot of people from BBC, commercial radio, sort of academics, who a lot of academics have normally come out of the industry and obviously then going on to teach it. And we try and have a lot of balance between the different judging categories, you know, the judging groups and panels. And we get more and more judges every year. This year we had, I think it was about 80, 85 judges. And the first year we started, we had about 40. So, you know, next year I'm hoping for 100 judges and more people judging. So each award, we do aim for a minimum of three judges on each award on the first instance. And then by the time you've gone through multiple rounds, you know, I think Station of the Year, I think they were judged by nearly a dozen. Each of the finalists, I think, was judged by about a dozen people and that kind of thing. And I think even you've judged in the past.
I have indeed. I've judged a couple of categories. I think it was the 2016 awards.
Yeah.
I judged then. I think I did a couple in 2017. Not the award categories that you're nominating for. So what's the rules for that, just to explain to people?
So when we ask judges, we ask what stations they're involved with, and we make sure that they're not involved in either the category or the group. You know, some categories, some entries, you know, our specialist music, we have over 60 entries. So we then break that down into sort of three separate groups in the first round. And whilst if you were a judge and you'd got some of your colleagues had entered specialist music, we might get you to judge another group that hadn't got any of your colleagues in, because if we've thrown other judges in as well, because I'm quite proud of our judging process, it's a completely blind process. The judges can't see what other people are judging. The judges don't even know who the other judges in their category are, and the whole thing is done by our system calculating the numbers, because you actually have to score on the criteria. We're also very open on our awards, what the criteria we ask the judges to judge on, and so the whole thing is blind and then administered by the system, so that it's sort of a true representation of what the judges feel and the judges think. And we're always growing the number of judges from across the entire industry, really. And our judges and this is actually the best thing I find about the Community Radio Awards, is we do have judges from the BBC and commercial who maybe don't really have much awareness of what community radio is. And I think they come in with it, sometimes the new judges come in with expectations, because in some sectors, some areas, community radio is sometimes seen as like a third tier of radio, which I completely disagree with. But then these judges will start judging, and then they'll contact me almost apologizing for their preconceptions, and they're like, okay, I now feel really insecure. They say, you know, I've had in one point, you know, I feel insecure in my job because the guy I've just been judging is easily better than me in what I'm doing. So all the judges have been blown away by the quality of what community radio does, which is great. And I really believe that community radio is on the same level playing field, and in some places even beating the likes of BBC and the local commercial radios.
And you've just touched upon the qualities of entries. Have you seen the standard increase every year? Is it more difficult to get a gold than it was, say, 4 years ago?
No, I think it is. I think it absolutely is. I think it's helped upskill the sector. I think it's helped encourage the sector to sort of up their game. Certainly the judges that have been with me judging from the beginning have said that it is getting harder and harder each year to judge the golds. And actually I see the actual scores, because I sort of administer it as the chair and stuff, and actually in some categories there are fractions of scores between the golds and silver and bronze, you know, it can be that close sometimes. And the quality absolutely is completely phenomenal with the golds. Anyone actually getting bronze, silver or gold should be extremely proud of what they've done, and also every community radio station in the country should be incredibly proud of what they're doing for their community, because that's what they're there for, really.
So just tell us about some of the standout winners, particularly the Station of the Year category, because that's always a very difficult one, because you must get more entries into that category than possibly anything else, or is that how it works?
No, not really, actually. I think Station of the Year, because it's quite a big entry, you have to submit 20 minutes of audio plus, I think it's like a 6 or 7 page document, you know, like I almost call it like an annual report style document, the kind of thing you'd give out to trustees and members. Well, I didn't want to use the word shareholders, but no, stakeholders, really. Yeah. You know, you'd give out to your members, local council. I think a lot of stations get put off because they just think that's too big to put together. So we have seen that grow, which is great, and I'm always encouraging stations to enter. I mean, Cambridge 105, I don't think has entered Station of the Year yet.
We did one year.
Oh, okay.
Didn't get shortlisted. Didn't make it into the final five.
But I was going to say, it is heavily competitive. And in fact, this year, we had two past golds did actually get shortlisted in the top five this year, and then they didn't get it. All FM in Manchester got it, and actually I think it was Ed who I think is the social manager, when he came up to receive the award, he had this phenomenal bit of his speech, because they weren't expecting, they were all shaking actually, because I don't think they were expecting it, and he said something along the lines of, it's taken them 8 hours and 20 years to get Station of the Year, which I think was absolutely phenomenal, really, that, you know, some of these stations have been going that long, and it's great for them to receive the recognition that they're doing it. But in the past, and actually it's the other station I recommend people listen to as well, Wickham Sound got it, I think, in year two as well. And they're the other, I always say, Wickham Sound and Cambridge 105, if you want to hear what good community radio sounds like.
Excellent stuff. And also, actually, something that does actually strike me is when I was watching this year's awards on Facebook Live, it's the first time you've Facebook Live.
We did last year as well, actually.
I didn't see okay. But this year, it was interesting seeing, even when people were getting bronze, how excited they were genuinely and shouting out, yes, we've got something. And that means something to a lot of people.
It does. And it reassures me, because I do quite a lot in the sector. I know quite a lot of people in there. And I always struggle on the awards day, if there's an event in during the day that I'm going to, or when I'm greeting people into the awards, I really struggle to make eye contact with them, because I consider them all my friends. And obviously I know who's got what, and I'm like, I feel for those that haven't got the gold. And then it's so reassuring for me when I go up to them afterwards, I'm like, you know, you still should be really proud, and they're ecstatic the fact that they've got, you know, silver or bronze. And I that's reassuring for me, because I mean I've been at award ceremonies before, you know, student radio awards and that sort of stuff, and it can be a bit disappointing. But I suppose in a national body of nearly 300 stations, getting a bronze, silver, gold, or, you know, bronze or silver, or even being nominated, really does mean a lot. And people should feel really privileged and honoured, and celebrate the fact that they've done that. And particularly, I think our Mail of the Year, I think, was from Future Radio.
Norwich, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's, I want to say youngster. I mean, I feel quite old saying that, but, you know, I think he's newish to the industry and has won Mail of the Year. And that's a fantastic achievement. And what's really good is the range of people that have got that are winning, that have won the awards, all different ages, you know, abilities, disabilities. I mean, in the past, I think it was last year or the year before, there was a blind girl that won. I think it might have been volunteer. She got bronze or silver in volunteer of the year, or one of the other categories, from Sheppey FM down in the Isle of Sheppey. And, you know, and that's fantastic achievement. And that's what the power of community radio is it's not about professional presenters. It's about people who are passionate about their local area, who have passionate stories to tell or want to give into the community. And really great community radio stations are willing to take nearly anyone that's interested and find a position for them in the radio station. And that's why we've also got, you know, volunteer of the year and categories and things like that. So it's not necessarily all about on air, because I'd imagine Cambridge 105, you've got some volunteers in the station and opportunities for volunteers in the station, which isn't all behind a microphone. You know, it might be, you know, producing, editing, or doing sort of management, admin-y, business kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got a very diverse sector of people, both on air and off air. Obviously, if it wasn't for our technical team, we wouldn't even be here today, obviously, broadcasting. So, it takes a lot of people to put a community radio station together. So I think it's interesting, actually, because we got silver in the Speech and Journalism of the Year category. Now, was this a very tight category? Were we just a couple of points off getting gold?
I don't know the exact numbers, but it was. I think they all were quite tight. And I always get, because you got nominated in both, I always sometimes forget which categories, which was podcast and which was speech and journalism. So off the top of my head, I can't remember who actually got gold in speech and journalism.
Speech and journalism, it was autism and its possibilities,
okay.
Wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, because so that's Radiolab down in Bedford, because they were, that's why I'm confused, because they also got nominated in the podcast category for a different podcast, for a different category. So, but journalism was incredibly tight. And actually journalism, I'm a journalist as well, is something that I'm passionate about. And it is one of those ones that we get a lot of entries for, and it's also one of the ones that nearly all of the people that apply to be judges, I'd say it's the most popular category that people want to judge, because I think journalism and sort of storytelling is one of the key bits of community radio, and something that community radio can do really well, particularly those local small stories that the other radio stations or news outlets wouldn't necessarily cover. There's a sort of a saying in community radio that community radio is about roads and streets and not about sort of towns and areas. It's much more a much more hyper-local kind of radio. You know, what's happening the street outside the station and a couple of streets away. But tell us about your interview. Tell us about
I feel like I'm being interviewed now. You're turning the tables on me. So the interview that I put in was with Alex Skeel. Now, he's a survivor of domestic abuse. If you go online and have a search for Alex Skeel and his story, I conducted the interview on International Men's Day last year, which is the 19th of November, and Alex's interview lasted half an hour and was broadcast. It was actually broadcast on the same day, actually. It was a recorded interview, and it picked up quite a lot of traction on social media, and off the back of that, I think it was a BBC Three documentary team picked up the story and then ran with it. And then he appeared on a couple of TV programmes as well. So the award is probably as much a part of him telling his story as it is for Cambridge 105 Radio for giving him the opportunity to tell it.
And you facilitating that story.
Yeah,
that's
right. I mean, it's a topic that I care quite deeply about. And I think that's the thing about community radio. You can put in entries about topics that you really care about, and hopefully they'll get some recognition on a national platform,
which that has. And that
means a lot to both me, Alex, and the radio station. So so thank you very much.
And well, no, congratulations on your silver, and hopefully this will inspire you and the rest of Cambridge 105 to and other community stations to enter more awards, and hopefully we'll be seeing more of you and the station next year at the awards.
We hopefully will be there. And very quickly, would you give any sort of tips to other aspiring people for putting in awards? Any sort of little tips or little nuggets that might help them scoop a gold, silver or bronze?
Well, what I'd say is do it, even if you're a new presenter or you don't think you're good enough, do it, because we encourage all our judges to give feedback. So even if you don't get nominated or don't get a bronze, silver, gold, you get feedback. And for a lot of people in community radio, they never really get feedback on what they're doing. So you do get a little bit of feedback, but it's not always much. The one thing I would say is that this is now turning into a radio lesson, is make sure your voice and your best bit is honestly the first bit of audio. I don't judge because I sort of oversee the whole thing, but occasionally judges will email me going, can you just check this entry out? There's something, you know, question and stuff. And there was one that I got scored quite low, and I looked at it and listened to it, and the first minute and a half was just music and jingles, and you don't actually hear a presenter voice until like a minute and a half in, you know. A radio audio entry should be a bit like a demo, and the first most powerful bit should be there at the beginning. And it's about capturing the audience, capturing the judges, and
it's telling
and
a story in 3 or 5 minutes,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Really,
it's really hard. I get a lot of people moaning, how can we get their best bits up? The other advice I give to every station is, every show you do, come out the back of that show and go, was there something really, really good and great in that show? Clip that audio out, stick it in a folder, because then when it comes around to awards season, and the rewards all across, you know, we aren't the only awards that people can be entering. And instead of you going, oh, the awards have opened, oh, what have I done in the last couple of months that's really good, I need to go back through and cut all the bits out, you open up a folder and you've got a whole year's worth of material that you can pull from. But also, I really encourage stations to be doing this themselves internally and helping to grow and nurture internal talent, and maybe even have their own their own awards themselves. And also encouraging you know, if you've had a really great interview as a show, well, don't just keep that for the awards. Put that on social media. Turn that into an audiogram. Put that up on social, you know, on social media, on your website. Embed it. You know, a lot of some great audio, some great interviews, some great stories happen on community radio. And one thing that all community radio stations need to do is break that audio out of their shows and get put it on more platforms so that it can be shared more widely. And the great impact that audio can have can reach a bigger and greater audience as well.
I think that's an excellent note to end on. Martin, thank you very much. Congratulations with the awards this year. Hopefully next year it'll be even bigger and better. I don't know how much bigger you can make them, really.
Well,
but
the number of stations grow each year, so it can just grow bigger and bigger. And well done on your silver. And hopefully we see more of Cambridge 105 at the awards next year.
Well, I did say a couple of years ago, we'll go two better next year. We'll go for one better next year and see if we can grab a gold. Martin,
absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.